Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Welcome to this special report on international geopolitics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon.com. And I believe that the fact that China is playing tough on Trump's tariffs means that Trump will not bomb Iran, at least not immediately, not in the short term here. And let me explain why. So let's start with the tariffs. Of course, Trump has levied very high tariffs on China, and Trump's team was wildly dishonest, claiming that China had, I think they claimed 67% tariffs on the U.S., which is a lie. There's not a 67% tariff placed on U.S. goods by China. The actual tariff by China averages out to something under 5%. What Trump is referring to with the 67% is a ratio of the trade imbalance between the U.S. and China, saying that we import more goods from China than China imports from the United States. And if you do the math in a certain way, which is not called a tariff, then you end up with 67%. And then Trump says that's a tariff. But again, that's, you know, it's like going to a restaurant that serves hamburgers and ordering a hamburger and holding up the hamburger and saying, look, a pizza, you know, that's how crazy it is. It's not a tariff. But Trump was hoping that China would just fold like most other countries are folding in the face of these so-called tariffs. And Trump even warned China, do not retaliate against our punitive tariffs, because if you retaliate, it's going to be worse for you. Well, I predicted that China would retaliate. That's in numerous podcasts that I've published recently. I said China would not fold, and China is going to fight. And that is exactly what has happened. So China has responded with its own retaliatory tariffs on U.S. food and agricultural imports into China. China's cutting off some rare earth minerals. China is probably going to start selling off more U.S. Treasury debt instruments, etc. So Trump has now responded to that by saying, well, we're going to put another 50% tariffs on China, making the tariffs on China now over 100%. So that is where we are right now, where China's charging something like 5% or under 5% on average on U.S. goods, and the U.S. is charging 104%, I think, on China. So that's where it is right now. The impact, and I'll get to Iran in a second, this is all related. The impact of this is, of course, going to be sky-high prices on consumer goods for the American people for however long this thing lasts. So everything that's made in China is going to cost double or triple beginning right now, like tomorrow, you know? Or maybe there's a few things in the pipeline and you won't see the price increases for a week or two, but it's coming. And some items will just go up tomorrow. So the American consumer is about to get hammered hard with inflation, you know, price inflation on consumer goods. And whether the government counts that or not is irrelevant. People will experience it. The stuff that people buy is going to become way more expensive, and a lot of it will double or triple in price virtually overnight. Okay, now, hold that thought, and let's talk about Iran. Trump is threatening to bomb Iran, not for anything related to tariffs, and really, Trump can't even elucidate any reason why the U.S. has any right or just cause to bomb Iran, other than just that we don't like you, and Israel wants us to bomb you, which is pretty much who Trump answers to right now. Just whatever Israel says, you know, Israel says jump. Trump is like, how high, sir? So Trump's just a puppet of Israel. That's why he's threatening to bomb Iran. But if he does bomb Iran, you can bet your last dollar, and you might end up with your last dollar, depending on how far Trump pushes this. He may collapse the dollar. But if Trump bombs Iran, energy prices are going to go through the roof, because you'll probably have Iran closing the Strait of Hormuz, or if there's any damage to Iran's oil fields, that will impact the global supply of energy, and it will create more energy scarcity. And that will translate into higher prices at the gas pump for every American. The same Americans who are going to face double and triple prices on everything from China starting tomorrow. Now, can you imagine how the popularity of Trump is going to nosedive into the gutter when people wake up and they go to Walmart and everything's double or triple price and they're like, oh my God, I can't afford anything. Now, can you imagine what's going to happen when people wake up and they go to Walmart and they find out everything's double or triple price and they say, oh my God, this is insane. I can't shop here. I can't afford anything. Let's go somewhere else. Oh, but I need to fill up with gas. And they pull into the gas station and they're like, $6 a gallon? What? What happened to gas? Gas prices doubled, you know, or whatever it ends up being. This becomes a breaking point for a lot of Americans. On top of everything else, the sky-high health insurance rates, the home insurance rates. A lot of people can't even get home insurance now. The increased prices on eggs, which are still very high and very expensive. And how the new tariffs that China is implementing against the United States are going to block imports of chicken into China, which is going to result in that processed chicken being gone from store shelves in America. So the American consumer is not only going to face double and triple prices on a lot of things, they're going to face empty shelves. And they're going to start to think, holy crap, this whole system is collapsing. Now, whether or not that's true in this thought experiment, that's the impression that a lot of people are going to, you know, perceive. And then they're going to panic. They're going to panic, and some people are going to flip out. You're going to see massive protests against Trump nationwide. You're going to see how easy it is for the anti-Trump groups to recruit people. They're going to say, look at your life. Are you better off now than you were under Biden? And the honest answer for most Americans is going to be, no way. We're way worse off. Now, I don't want to live under Biden. I don't want to live under Kamala. The Democrats are communists and totalitarians and tyrants and evil, horrible people and Satanists and child, you know, mutilators and all the rest of it. I don't want to live under the Democrats, but I'm saying that answer or that question that's posed to Americans, are you better off under Trump? The answer is going to be no, we are not better off under Trump. And you're going to start to see a lot of movement of people saying, we need the Democrats back in charge. At least under Democrats, you know, we had affordable food and we had chicken on the shelves. You know, we had gasoline that we could afford, etc. Even though Democrats are a bunch of crooks, and Trump is doing this for a very specific reason, which is he's trying to coerce these other nations into dropping their tariffs. And so, yes, there's going to be short-term pain. Even though that's all true, the way people are going to perceive this is that their whole world is falling apart and it's all Trump's fault. And that's going to result in nationwide protests that will probably end up accelerating into a revolt, you know, civil war type of action from the left, kinetic action. That's probably coming. Now, China is going to see this and say, hey, we should keep the pressure on. They're going to argue there's no way that Trump can just endure this forever. So China, upon seeing the chaos and seeing the problems in America, is going to be emboldened to maybe double down on its own tariffs and meet Trump's 100% tariff with like a 200% tariff on American goods or something like that. In other words, there's no off-ramp here for China to just give in and say, oh yeah, you know, we can't handle this. No, China's going to see Trump suffering and China's going to say, Trump can't handle this. And they may be right about that. We don't know. It's hard to say where this is going exactly. Too many variables, right? Too many things that Trump could do. things that China could do, you know, a lot of actions here, things that Iran could do, things that Russia could do, etc. So we don't know exactly where this is going, but we know it's not going to be pretty. So I believe, this is just my analysis, I believe that Trump realizes this, and Trump doesn't want to cause energy prices to skyrocket at the same time that food prices are skyrocketing and food shortages will become more apparent because of China's tariffs. I think Trump wants to deal with one emergency at a time, not two of them causing, you know, downright panic across the American people. Thus, I believe, because China has not caved in to the tariffs, I believe that Trump is less likely to strike Iran, which means Trump is going to have to tell Netanyahu, hold your horses. We can't hit Iran right now. We're dealing with this whole China fallout situation. And Netanyahu is probably going to say, we don't care. You got to fight our wars for us. You know, we're the Zionists. God chose us to, and Americans are supposed to die and bleed for the Zionists. So you need to attack Iran right now, because Netanyahu's been arguing for that for about 30 years. And he just really, really hopes that the United States would just fight Israel's wars. So this is going to be the question. Trump's going to be not just between a rock and a hard place, but between a rock, a hard place, and scissors and a flamethrower and a jar filled with scorpions or something. You know, Trump's going to be in a very, very difficult spot. And on top of this, the Democrats are going to pounce and they're going to try to impeach him. And they may get enough Republicans to go along with it in the House, even though the GOP currently has the majority. It's not inconceivable that some members of the GOP could leave the GOP party if the economic reality becomes dire enough across America. So this is what Trump is up against right now. And it's a very dire situation. I don't know how long he can last. I don't know how long the American people will put up with this. But I expect that because sort of the point of view of Americans is very short, they don't really remember much of what happened, and they don't really have a long-term outlook. Most Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, and they just know that they need groceries now. You know, they need to buy gas today. They need to be able to meet their payments this week. You know, they're not thinking, oh, it's okay, we'll suffer now, and it'll all pay off in 6 months. They're not thinking that way. Maybe Trump is thinking that way, but most Americans are not thinking that way. They're thinking, like, how do I not get thrown out of my apartment in 30 days? You know, how do I pay rent? Or how do I pay rent and also not starve? You know, those kinds of questions. And, of course, it's all the money printing that has stolen the value of the dollar and made groceries more and more expensive this whole time. And Trump, of course, is all about money printing. So Trump's policies of continued, you know, well, currency printing are only making the situation worse for the American people. The reason they're broke is not because of bad decisions that they've made for the most part. The reason they're broke is because their government has stolen the value of their currency by printing trillions of dollars, which is exactly what Trump is demanding, saying that we need a $1 trillion budget for the Pentagon. Why? To fight Israel's wars in the Middle East. So you see how the American people are getting screwed and then screwed and then screwed again? And you see how Trump is creating really the perfect storm of bad economic events, a convergence of bad events that it may end global dollar dominance. It may end Trump's presidency. It may end the victory of the GOP. It could end this country as we know it if we're not careful here. And I'm not convinced that any of Trump's advisors or, you know, Commerce Secretary Lutnick or Bessent at Treasury, I'm not yet convinced that they have a handle on what they're doing. My sense among most of the people in the Trump administration, this includes Hegseth at DOD, is that they don't have a long-term understanding of the ramifications of the actions that they are initiating. You know, they seem to have a short-term view, and they all are Zionists. They all want to appease Israel no matter what, so no matter what the fallout to the American people. They just want to appease the Zionists. And to me, this looks like a very dangerous convergence of properties and actions and short-sightedness. So probably the American people are going to pay the price for this. And it's going to be a dear price. And if we're not careful, we may lose dollar dominance in the world. And then we're in real trouble. And then we're looking at a total collapse of the U.S. empire before too much longer. And that's kind of the track that we're on right now. And it doesn't mean that that's for sure going to happen. Perhaps Trump can reverse some of this. Maybe China gives in. Maybe Iran gives in and signs some kind of agreement that Trump wants, which seems insane because Trump wants Iran to basically remove all of its anti-air defense weapon systems. Why would they do that, you know, when Israel wants to bomb them every day? So I'm not optimistic about this being resolved, but there are scenarios where things can get resolved. In the meantime, what's going to tend to hold value overall, even though it's been hit in the short run here, are gold and silver. Gold and silver are real money, and silver doubles as a strong industrial metal, which is one of the reasons silver has taken a price hit, because people are anticipating a reduced industrial output right now. But in the long run, in my opinion, gold and silver are the best stores of value. And even if they take a short-term hit here, I think that gold and silver are poised to do extraordinarily well in terms of just holding purchasing power over time. So, you know, check out gold and silver, see if it's right for you. I bought silver a couple days ago, and if it drops more, I'll buy more. I will absolutely buy silver every time it drops right now. Anytime it's under $30 spot, in my opinion, that is a bargain. But don't take this as financial advice. I'm not your financial advisor. I can't guarantee where it's going to go. But I am getting out of dollars, which is a form of debt. You know, it's credit. Dollars are credit, not money. Gold is money, not credit. Okay? So I'm getting out of credit and into money, which is gold and silver. And I strongly advise you take a look at that, do your research, and find out what's going to help preserve your assets the best as all of this unfolds. And if you're interested in physical gold and silver, you can check out our sponsor. It's the Treasure Island Precious Metals Company. You can find them at metalswithmike.com. Just type that into your browser. You're at the top, metalswithmike.com. It'll take you there. You can look at their pricing in real time. They are trustworthy. They are professionals, multi-generational, family operation. They have vaulting services, Lloyd's of London coverage, the high security, the whole deal. They are a professional operation. Check them out at metalswithmike.com. And thank you for listening today. And I hope that we all make it through this with our assets intact. Thanks for listening. Take care. For the fact that the dollar is going to continue to erode in its value, we've got gold and silver options for you that really make a difference. This is a big deal. Let me show you a couple of things. If you go to verifiedgoldbacks.com, you can see that we have lab-tested goldbacks, or a link to the goldback company there, and we share all the lab testing reports right there. These have physical gold in them. The 50 has 51,000ths of an ounce of gold. The 1 has 1/1,000th. And this is the testing. We used a kiln, we melted it down, we dissolved it, we did ICP-MS mass spec testing, and also acid stone testing, and we verified the mass and the purity, everything. We show you all the results on this website. Here I've been collecting this, so I've got some stacks of goldbacks right here. See, this is nice to have in a collapse, because everybody loves gold. And everybody loves goldbacks because it puts gold in a format that is very easy to see. You're actually looking at the gold. When you look at this, you're seeing the gold inside the layers of polymer. There's a polymer laminate there that makes it very durable. But inside that is the actual physical gold. And if you were to melt this down, you would get a thin gold foil. Now, that's just one option for very divisible gold.
We also have this as highly divisible silver. These are called prepper bars. And as you can see here, these pieces break away into parts, smaller parts. Like each one of these is 1/10 of an ounce of silver. So right there, you see the bigger chunks. Those are 1/4 ounce each. The really small chunks on the bottom, those are I believe those are 1/20 of an ounce. Overall, the entire bar is about 2 ounces, and you can get them in stacks like this. And they are made in the USA. They're beautiful. They're labeled with how many grams are on each piece right there. So you can use these for trade and barter. And this is, of course, real physical silver with very high silver purity that's labeled. So these are options for divisible precious metals. You can also go to metalswithmike.com. And there's my photo from like 15 years ago. And you can, this is with the Treasure Island Company. And this is where you can request to talk with them, or you can just check out their real-time prices here on their website. And they're very competitive. They offer the universal mints, you know, the recognized mints, gold and silver coins, and also constitutional silver or so-called junk silver coins. You can get those through Treasure Island. These are all either affiliates or sponsors of our show, and we only work with them because they are trustworthy and they have kept their word. They provide secure, discreet, guaranteed delivery. They do what they say they're going to do. And when we test their products, the tests always pass. They, in other words, they have what they say that they have. And people who have gold and silver in various formats, gold coins, silver coins, gold backs, silver bars, prepper bars, all these different formats, these are the people who are going to have assets that still count. So get ready and help support us, healthrangerstore.com and rangerdeals.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless each and every one of you. God bless America. And join me in praying for peace and praying for the restoration of our constitutional republic. Take care, everybody.